Good morning, everybody. I always think our what we use, but as soon as they're not here, I can hear this. Can you hear me right there, Joe?
Just put it up for you.
Okay. I'd really like to welcome everybody here this morning, and especially Molly, who's come all the way from TNA to be with us today. So welcome, Molly. There are some other young people, there's Charlotte, so I'm introducing you to Charlotte at the back there, that's Charlotte, and then there's Cynthia there, so our three young ladies that are here, and over the next wee while there's going to be a wee triple that will keep coming in at the back. You start at the front of our church, there's not many, and then as the service goes on, it increases. So welcome to Craig this morning, Reverend Craig Allen is taking our service. He and Doug have done a pulpit swap. And Doug sends his greetings and blessings for our service this morning too. I'm going to read from Nehemiah because I think we're all just so enjoying the blessing of Nehemiah. And I'm just going to reread as a call to worship this morning, the beginning that we read last week. From Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 5 to 6. Blessed be your glorious name, exalted above all blessing and praise. You are the one. God, you alone. You made the heavens of heavens, and all angels, the earth and everything on it, the seas and everything in them. You keep them all alive. Heaven's angels worship you. And Steve and I just had a wee trip to the North Island quickly, and we went around some pretty back roads and some wonderful beaches, and everywhere we went we were just blown away about the beauty of creation and the uniqueness of creation. No place is the same, like no people are the same. He made us all and he made us unique. So what a wonderful call it is for us to worship what we see and what we know and the creator that did it for us. So let's stand and sing Hungry.
Thank you.
Lord, we're all hungry. And we all get persuaded we can't come to you because we've got things we've done wrong. And we always get persuaded that it's not enough time. But Lord, the lies that are there are lies. And this morning we come and we've taken this time. And right now we take the time to say we're really sorry for the things that we've done wrong this week. We're really sorry that we just didn't take the opportunities, that we had those thoughts. And they're gone. By your blood, they're gone. So now we come and we say, thank you, Jesus. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Enable us to have the hunger for you that always brings blessing, always brings peace. We are hungry. You satisfy. We worship. Thank you so much. Amen. Well, I've had a very sad week this week, and I've had a lot of tears this week. Olivia has left us, and she's been with us for 8 months. And the wee girl that arrived, told me the wee girl that left, is quite a different person. Thank you as a church that you've supported her and encouraged her. And the blessings that we've had in our home from her, it's been incredible. And she had some time in Te Anau last year. So let's move to the North Island. And so remember her in your prayers as she grows into the young person that Jesus wants her to be. And I'm also really, really sad today because we're losing one of our members of our church. I don't know about Adam McCarve or Caroline, whether they're allowed to have you or not. Caroline, would you like to come up? Because I think we'd like to pray for you. Caroline has just been such a blessing to a lot of us in that church, hasn't she? The number of times we've gone to Caroline and she says to us, oh, I've praised the Lord so much this week, I've been dancing around my kitchen. just to be in his presence. And I was like, Jim, would you like to come and pray as well? John, shall we pray? And if anybody else would like to pray, we'll have time at the end for as well.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for Caroline. We thank you for her being part of our fellowship for such a long time, for the joy that she's brought, for the help, and for the friend that she's been to many in the congregation. Father, we thank you particularly for the joy of being able to have a granddaughter baptized and dedicated here in the other month. And Father, we just thank you for her. We ask for your blessing to go with her, and that you would find a new fellowship down here too. In Jesus' name, we thank you that wherever we are, you are there with us.
Thank you. Can I go back now? No. We've got a calendar here for Caroline, so rather than just a card, so please write on it where you'd like to write a message. So over the next year, as Caroline opens each month, she'll find a message from a church member here to be encouraged to write. So I'm going to pass that around. I've got two pens, so keep them circulating. And don't mind where you write it. I'll be surprised to wherever she finds it. What suburb are you moving to, Caroline? What's the address going to be?
Gladstone, north of the Carcon.
Gladstone, north of the Carcon.
Not Carcon, not one of my sons, definitely.
Great. And when's the actual day?
Wednesday we shift out.
Right.
I mean, I shift out. And then we come back to clean the house out a week after.
Right.
Mm.
Okay. Any other birthdays happening over this last week or celebrations? Rachel, have you finished nursing?
Not quite. State exams are on Tuesday.
They're coming up. Yeah. So thank you that you could spare the time this morning. So let's remember Hazel. Is it three exams or
two exams?
Yeah. Two state exams. So that's Tuesday and
Tuesday.
Oh, both on Tuesday. Tuesday. Right. Okay. Well, there we are.
Bryce and Donnie both had a birthday.
What's that?
Bryce and Donnie both had birthdays this week.
Bryce and Donnie both had birthdays. So Jeff and Donnie are quite close, are you? In birthdays, you two.
Bryce.
Bryce's birthday this week. Okay. And did I see you do something like that too, Bob? Did I?
Yeah, Merle's birthday.
Any other celebrations? Well, let's pray then, shall we? Dear Lord, thank you for Bryce. Thank you for that, the way that he upholds you and their community. Thank you, Lord, that contacts he has with other young people and couples and young men. Just pray for him that he will be a beacon in all that he does. And Lord, we celebrate with his birthday, his life. It's a real blessed to have him in our fellowship. Father, thank you for Meryl. She's just such a blessing for us. Thank you that each year as she celebrates life, you just more and more are closer and drawing her and just enabling the love that you have for her to reflect to more and more people. Lord, you just absolutely use this lovely lady to minister and to encourage us all. So we just pray that she celebrates with the family. That'll be a real time of blessing. Thank you, Lord, for Meryl. And we pray for Hazel. She sits with state exams. Lord, the nervousness can overwhelm the situation. We just pray that you'll give her a calmness and a peace. And that at the moment that if she sits there, you will enable her thoughts to become ordered and structured and to flow as she writes. Lord, your presence be with her so totally that she knows that every moment of sitting on that exam, your presence is there. So be with her in the situation, Lord. Amen.
A freestyle this morning.
Yeah.